Hey everybody, this is Sherry Shepherd and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's going on? This is Wesley Jonathan from the TV show The Soul Man. Much love to Soul Prosper Radio.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
We are the Playmakers, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis. Holla at you, baby.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
Hi, I'm Tashina Arnold, and you're listening to Fred Willis on Soul Prosper Media. Awesome. Check him out.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Pepsi Riley, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred. Don't y'all touch that dial. There's some good stuff on here.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
This is Ebony Dixon, the baby jumper.
Yo, this is comedian Michael Jr., and in case you didn't know, you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Hey everybody, this is Director Joshua Pope.
Hey y'all, this is Christian Keys.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Buff on Halfin.
I'm Greg Ellis. What's going on, Dallas Fort Worth? This is Lamon Rucker saying God bless you and everybody that belongs to you.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
Hey there, this is Braylee Evans. Don't you turn that down, because I might be coming back home. All right, love y'all.
Ooh.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stannis, you know, Thelma from Good Times, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Hey, y'all, this is your Hattie Mae, and you listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Mr. Willis. Okay, great? Okay, great. Ooh, I love him. Okay, great? Okay, great.
Hey everybody, it's Fred, and welcome to another episode of Talking Points. I'm so glad to have you here with me today. I want to do something really quickly. I want to take time in this show and I want to talk about someone that I lost recently, and I want to talk about what that made me think about. We'll be back right after this song, and we're going to talk about Brother Jones and saying thank you while you have the time.
You were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Then another man stood before you and said, remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave.
One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. And I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. That was changed.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Thank you for giving to the Lord.
Everybody, welcome back. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host. You're listening to Talking Points, and I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Today, I want to talk about Brother Jones and saying thank you while you have time. Recently, we lost a person I grew up with in church. His name was Deacon Relaford Jones, and he was a very integral part of my growing up. Brother Jones taught me how to tie a necktie. I remember one time I used to wear clip-ons, and my mama was helping me tie my necktie. And one day at church, my pastor, Dr. Horton, told me I needed to tie it for myself. Or maybe I was asking. I can't remember how it happened. But anyway, Brother Jones ended up showing me how to tie a necktie. He showed me the four in hand. He said it was the easiest way to tie a tie. And I did it. I wore that four in hand every time I put on the necktie. And Brother Jones, again, was a very integral part of us growing up at Faith Word, and what we call the Faith Word here in Fort Worth. And he recently passed away, and it made me think of something. Sometimes we think people are going to be here forever, that we're, you know, that we're going to have time to, you know, visit their bedside and say those thank yous and, oh, I'm going to miss you, and, you know, I remember the good times and all that stuff, you know. But we are not always guaranteed that, you know, at a person's end of life. Brother Jones passed away suddenly. I believe it was about 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks. This week will make 2 weeks. The funeral was last week. And as I reflected on my time with him at church, you know, he was always a hard worker. He worked a lot of jobs, y'all. And so I just thought about that. You know, I remember that so much about him. Of course, there's so much to call to my remembrance now, now that he's passed on. But I was just thinking about that, and I was like, you know, sometimes people make a such a mark on your life. You know, your thank you is just always showing appreciation, you know. But sometimes, you know, and I'm going to say this now, it's good to itemize that thank you. It's good to, you know, reflect back and say, you know what, I really want to thank you for doing XYZ, you know, and whatever, you know, the longer you live, I mean, something may come up and you have an opportunity to thank them again, or they do something else for you, or sometimes their presence is just, you know, something you're glad to have. You're glad they're in your life. You're glad they're alive. You're glad that God has given them another day, another chance. You know, especially we're talking about church. You know, some of us don't see each other but one or two times a week. And you think about it, all of those years, Brother Jones was at Faith Word 28 years. So out of 28 years, I can tell you I was there probably, I'm going to say 20 of those years. That's what I'll do. 20. No, not even 20, maybe 15 of those years. But I would see him whenever I would go back. I would always go back. You know, my family was still there, so I would always see him. And, you know, he was a sharp dresser. You know, he was still a sharp dresser, always there. You know, that's something I want to, I really do have to talk about that. The ministry of presence, of being there. You know, we don't always know what to do when members age. And he wasn't, you know, he, not that he was old or sickly, anything like that. But, you know, he was up in age and getting up there, you know, looking at, I think he was 67. You know, so you don't move as sprightly as you used to. You know, your steps are slowing down. Y'all remember that song, "These Old Steps of Mine Keep Getting Shorter"? Things happen in life, you know. We're not who we all have always been, not who we used to be. The change of life, you know, and sometimes we don't handle that well. I'm not saying as people, but we don't always handle it well when people are still showing up, even though they're not able to do what they used to. They can't stay as long as they used to. They can't lift as much as they used to, you know, but they're still there. So we have to learn how to appreciate the ministry of presence. That's also something that I want to bring out here in saying thank you, you know. We can all get up and say great things at the funeral, but that just made me think, you know, did I really say thank you? Did I say thank you enough? And it's just something to think about as I'm doing this show today, in his honor, in memory of him, and just making it a point to say thank you. You know, sometimes we have these feelings where we think, you know, this will be our last time with people, and then we just pour this immense gratitude on them. You know, but thank them when you see them. Hey, how you doing? You know, make sure you're always cordial when you see them, even in passing, even when you have to, you know, move quickly. You know, hey, how you? I see you right there. How you doing? You know, I want you to know I see you. I want you to know I'm not too big that I can't acknowledge you when I see you. Even if we're out in the store, every time I go to the store, I see somebody else that I know, and my kids already know. Get ready, he's about to be talking. We're going to be here for a minute, you know, because I want people to know how much they mean to me. You know, never take that for granted. You know, sometimes people get down. You know, that's why people don't call, they don't reach out, because they don't think they mean anything to the people in their lives. They don't think that you would take the time to even listen to them if and when they're down. You know, so just take time to say thank you. You know, I did a, there's another segment that I taped today. And in that segment, you know, I was talking about a pastor. I went on Facebook last week talking about pastors and the word that they share. You know, and sometimes you take even for granted the words that pastors share. You know, you don't really stop and say, wow, I needed that at that time. You know, even I've been in churches where, you know, serving with those pastors was a cautionary tale of what not to do, you know, but God allowed what they said in that time, in that season, he allowed that to minister to me. So that was something that I've taken even from that, you know, that God is so wise. Even people sometimes that we want to, man, I hate to say it, even throw away, even the time that we spend with them that we take for granted, that God is working even then. And so as I reflect on this, that's just what I want to share today, is taking time to say thank you while you can. Mother's Day was a recent holiday. And of course, the whole world, America, paused to say, you know, thank you and I love you to the mothers. Britain has Mother's Day. It's on a different day. And it's so interesting to see my friends in Great Britain do Mother's Day. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. But they have Mother's Day on a different kind of day. Not a different kind of day. It's just on a different day in the calendar. And so it's just so interesting to see that. Father's Day is coming up. It's just so interesting to see how we sometimes wait to do that. Wait to say thank you. Wait to say I love you. Wait to really just express, you know, our gratitude, the depth of our gratitude. So we shouldn't wait for that. Don't wait for that. You know, the Bible even says that don't withhold honor when honor is due, when it's in your power to bestow it. That's saying a lot. It's not just saying don't withhold honor. It's saying don't withhold honor when it's in your power to bestow it, you know. And that's something that we've gotten away from. You know, bestowing honor is actually a selfless thing, because I've got to step out of how I feel in order to really just say what the truth is about you. And that's something that's honorable. And we know a lot of honorable people. Thank God for these honorable people in our lives. Thank God for the people who have shown us the way. The people who've taken time out of their lives to sow into us. That's the thing about Brother Jones. And I said this at the service when I stood up and had words, that, you know, Brother Jones had a lot of sons. And as a child growing up, as a young man without a father in the home, you know, Brother Jones didn't mind spending time with us as he could, you know. But he, like I said, he had a lot of sons. You know, he was pulled in a lot of different directions as a man, as a husband, as a father, of course. You know, but, you know, you don't take that for granted, man. Nobody, the true mark of a man, and I'm going to say this as I challenge even myself, the true mark of a man is being able to love someone else's children. And so, you know, stepfathers, brothers, uncles, all big brothers, you know, stepping in to love someone else's child. I'm telling you, man, that's like one of the biggest, that's one of the greatest marks I can ever think of. And Dr. Horton, as he eulogized Brother Jones, said, you know, the cost of greatness, we all want to be great. Don't try and lie and say you don't. The true mark, or rather the cost of greatness, is service and love, is our depth of service and love. And so Brother Jones was a man who obviously he was an imperfect man at some point. You know, we all are. But even in that, you know, how he gave to his church, he gave where he was, he worked to provide for his family, for those sons that he had. Not all of his sons lived with him, but I'm certain that he worked to provide for them where they were. And again, the ministry of presence, man, the ministry of presence is something that you cannot deny. You cannot deny just being there. Sometimes just being there means more than anything else. And so as we approach Father's Day is coming up, man. You know, child support cannot replace your presence. It cannot replace your presence. It was really never meant to. Or was it? I don't know. We'll have to get into that conversation another day. But I'm talking about, you know, saying thank you to the people who have been a presence in our life, people who have given to us, who have shared out of what they have, especially those who made the sacrifice to do so, you know, and who have loved us, who've loved somebody else's child, who've loved someone else's vision enough to give to it. I want to say this, Brother Jones, when Faith Word started our music ministry, we were singing the tapes, y'all. We did the Hosanna Integrity Worship back in the day. We sang all of those songs. So a lot of songs people are singing now, this big CCM movement and gospel music, man, we did that. We did that 30 years ago, you know, so it's not new to people like myself, you know, and those of us who were there. But then we had a family come, the Montgomery family, and they revolutionized music at Faith Word Fellowship. And Brother Jones was our he was the drummer. We had this piecemeal drum set we put together, and Brother Jones sat down and he played, and he was the church drummer. Yeah, he had sang on one of the iterations of what we call the group. They sang the tapes, man, and they sang really well. But we finally had an organist, and his wife was the choir director. And you know, we had a functioning music ministry after all those years. And Brother Jones was the drummer. He was the drummer, but he worked at nights. He worked at Dunbar High School here in Fort Worth. And one night he couldn't make it, and I finished my homework, and my mother came along, and she didn't come along, she was in rehearsal, and I finished my homework and I ran down there because I was playing drums. You know, I've been playing since I was four, and I sat down on the drums, and lo and behold, there I was. So you know, Brother Jones was the church drummer, and I was kind of inching my way into it at nine. And so on and off, we played. When he couldn't make it, I played. You know, if he was late to church, I would play until he got there. Sometimes I didn't want to get up. I was nine. And so, you know, it's kind of hard going back and forth like that. Then entered Cedric Thompson. He came to the church. He even bought the church a drum set. That was really cool. But Brother Jones did so much at the church. He was such a presence. It's just so hard processing that. I was talking to somebody, and I said, it was such a tremendous loss, such a tremendous, tremendous loss to the church. And so I think that's one thing that that I take into consideration, just taking the time to say thank you. You know, sometimes we look for thank yous in these, you know, we want the airplane banners and stuff like that. But you know what? Never think yourself too small. Never count yourself out when you have a thank you in your spirit. Because as the Bible says, don't withhold that honor when it's in your power to bestow it. You never know what your thank you can do. You know, thank you. You're here every week. Just thank you for being, you know, part of a stabilizing force. That's something we need to do in church. You know, we always look at the pastor, and if the pastor ain't here, people don't come. You know, but what about the person that opens the door? What about the cleaning crew that makes sure the carpet is clean? Make sure the restrooms are clean and smell fresh. You know, thank you for that. Just something that thank you goes a long way. There's a song on our playlist here that says thank you makes room for more, you know. So I just wanted to share that with you, to become more cognizant of how to say thank you. You know, how to say thank you. That song said, thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm a life that was changed. That's something that has stuck with me. I told y'all from the CCM years, man, we heard that song back then. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. And as I close this, there was a song Brother Jones led my last stint at Faith Word, and it said God is up to something. And I encouraged the family as I spoke that God is indeed up to something. That sometimes even in loss, we fail to see God at work. We fail to see God at work. And I have to say this, as the Bible says, that God is indeed near the brokenhearted, and saveth such be of a contrite spirit, as we see in Psalm 34. That he is near, and that I believe that he's going to comfort them. I believe he's going to lead them through this process and into a new normal. I also believe that, as the word says, you know, in Isaiah 61, that he can give them gladness, the oil of joy for mourning, that he's going to give them a new song, even, you know, he's giving them a new song. You know, with every new phase comes a new song. I believe that God is going to do that for them. I believe, even as I and my family discovered, that he's able to make even this beautiful in its own time. So I encourage them with that. And I want to leave you with this song, because I remember Brother Jones. Sharp dresser, and he was a singer. He did whatever he was asked to do. If he could do it, he did it. Even when DeMarcus Williams, he was the minister of music, even when he asked him to lead this song, he took on the task of leading this song. So I want to close with this. This is Pastor Norman Hutchins with God is Up to Something. I want to thank you all so much for hanging out with me today. This is a short broadcast, but I wanted to do this as I honored Brother Jones. There are so many men from back then at the Faith Word Church. I hope to do this. Brother Jesse is one. Brother Al, we call him Brother Al. He's Reverend Al Neely. He was the assistant pastor there at Faith Word back in the day. I'm going all the way back. Just saying thank you while I have a chance, while we have time. And I'll say this, even, that I don't even know how long I'm going to be here, how long God has given me. But I want to make sure that I say thank you to everybody that I can, that I'm supposed to thank while I have time. I'm going to thank them profusely. I'm going to thank God for them being in my life. So as I close this broadcast, I want to just do that. Just encourage you to thank God. Thank the people in your lives. Thank them for the sacrifice. Sometimes you don't know what they sacrifice to do nice things. You don't know what people said about them when they did nice things for you. Yeah, so just say thank you. Just say thank you. That's all I want to do in this show today. And yeah, going forward, I'm going to be a lot more thankful. I want to thank God for this show. I want to thank God for you listening. Thank God for what he's doing in this show. Thank God for much more coming. This was a short broadcast, as I said, but there is so much more coming. We're closing with Pastor Norman Hutchins with God is Up to Something. And let's go forward from there and just have a thank you marathon. Until next time, I'm Fred Willis. You've been listening to Talking Points.
Touch your neighbor and tell him God is up to something. Come on, clap your hands. God is up to something. God is up to something, yeah. God is up to something. God is up to something, yeah. So get ready for your miracle.